This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Governor Jared Polis has endorsed President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Health and Human Services Secretary. In a post on X yesterday, Polis said he was, quote, excited for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to take the post. The governor cited his help in fighting against vaccine mandates in 2019. The health department operates numerous divisions and agencies. Those include the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the Food and Drug Administration, and the National Institutes of Health. Colorado hospitals, meanwhile, are pushing back against a new report that finds big hospital systems don't adequately tell consumers about their rights and potential financial aid. A 2022 state law requires hospitals inform patients of their rights, screen them to see if they qualify for financial help, and offer discounts to patients who qualify. The nonprofit Colorado Consumer Health Initiative examined websites and made calls in English and Spanish to almost 90 hospitals. It found many aren't complying. Julie Longborg is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
Hospitals work diligently day in and day out to comply with both state and federal laws.
A recent study found high health costs hit Coloradans hard. Most say they experienced an issue with health affordability in the past year. State labor officials say members of law enforcement broke state law with unfair labor practices earlier this year. The Colorado Department of Labor and Employment says Douglas County Sheriff Darren Weekly and others violated collective bargaining statutes when they sent emails and posted videos discouraging employees from forming a union. The state has ordered them to end those actions and to distribute a letter to employees telling them of the state's determination. This is CPR News in KRCC.